Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
More like early spring in March tomorrow with clouds and maybe a slight chance for an afternoon shower, but highs will only be in the lower 60s tomorrow. And then Sunday, feeling like summer, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and warm highs in the middle 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
51 degrees in Germantown, 52 at DuPont Circle.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
we are keeping an eye on protests this morning at George Washington University. There are also more police present. We'll have a live report.
A new and very strict curfew takes effect tonight at National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
Crime fighting drones by the numbers. What Montgomery County's data shows. I'm Kate Ryan.
The Washington Commanders have their new quarterback.
And there's a new movie about sports in theaters. We'll have a review at 10:15.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. They're back in business at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York this morning. Defense lawyers are resuming questioning the government's key witness, former Inquirer publisher David Pecker. Correspondent Errol Barnett.
The jury was very engaged and very animated while the prosecution was walking him through the timeline. But when it came to cross-examination and the defense was trying to poke holes in his story, the jury was less engaged. And even Donald Trump himself appears to be nodding off during proceedings.
As he entered the courtroom today, Mr. Trump said he thought yesterday's proceedings went very well. Lawyers for the women who testified against Harvey Weinstein say they're outraged. New York's highest court has thrown out his conviction for sexual assault. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
New York prosecutors say they plan to take up the case again, and that means Weinstein's accusers might have to retell their stories on the stand.
Courtrooms are not healing spaces. They're traumatizing spaces.
Actress Ashley Judd helped launch the case against Weinstein. She told CBS Mornings,
victims should not have to perform their trauma in order to find peace.
She says what will give them satisfaction and peace
is when men stop raping women.
Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, who inspired demonstrations across the country, are in their 10th day now of an encampment that's led to hundreds of arrests on campuses and put the school president's job in jeopardy. On the West Coast, students at USC say,
it's definitely disappointing.
To me, is that USC went the wrong way with that.
And I feel especially bad for the people who have nothing to do with this conflict.
Reports say Secretary of State Blinken will make another trip to Israel next week amid stalled ceasefire talks. Today he met with President Xi in China. Another sign interest rates won't come down anytime soon. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
In the most recent government report, the PCE index, which is the Fed's preferred way of measuring inflation, we saw that prices increased by 2.7% overall. The result was a little bit stronger than economists had expected.
It's not just human doctors. The U.S. is facing a shortage of animal doctors, too, and it's already starting to show in San Diego.
It's kind of hard to get into a vet office right now. They all have, like, 30-day waiting periods.
Taking care of your pets, they're like taking care of your children. So the more vets, the more options we have.
A study by Mars Veterinary in Washington State finds that by the year 2030, there could be 15,000 fewer vets to take care of sick pets. In thanks in part to the high cost of schooling. Dow up 176. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 on WTOP. Yes, we've made it to Friday, April 26th. 50 degrees now, heading to the upper 60s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Demonstrations on college campuses in protest of the war in Gaza have been spreading, and police crackdowns have now led to numerous arrests. Here in this region, hundreds of students gathered on George Washington University's campus last night. WTOP's Scott Gelman was there. He says plans to have police intervene were quashed last night.
Standing around several tents, hundreds of local students and other demonstrators are calling on George Washington University leadership to divest from companies that support Israel.
I want to take part in this to show my solidarity and be on the right side of history.
They're holding signs that say things like end U.S. aid for Israel and waving Palestinian flags. Here at University Yard on GW's campus, a smaller group of students is holding an Israeli and American flag and watching on as the pro-Palestinian group becomes larger.
I can guarantee you that people protesting here either have no idea what they're talking about or they're diametrically opposed to any two-state solution that provides self-determination for both Israelis and Palestinians.
University leaders initially planned to have D.C. police clear the encampment at 7 o'clock, but that didn't happen. In a statement, the university says the encampment is unauthorized use of campus space. It says it's working with D.C. police on how to handle the situation. In Northwest D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
This morning, WTOP's Kyle Cooper is at the George Washington campus, and he's joining us live. Kyle, you've noticed the increased police presence this morning. What's happening right now?
Yeah, Mark, it's gone back and forth all morning. Around 5 or 6 this morning, there weren't that many police here at all. But over the course of the last couple hours, we've seen George Washington University police and D.C. police show up here. At times, we've seen up to a couple of dozen. Now, I'd say there's a lot less than that that are at least visible. We do see a lot of cruisers, but we don't see that many police. What happened here? It was around 7 o'clock, the university put up some metal fencing around University Yard where the students are holding this protest so that more students could not get into that area. Many left that area then, fearing arrest. They're out here on the sidewalk now protesting. Some are still inside of that. We have not seen police try to move in to make any arrests or do anything like that. We don't know if that's going to happen. They told them to get out of here by 7 o'clock last night. They didn't do it. Now we're over 12 hours from that. Still, police have made no arrests. And no one's been taken into custody here, but students are rallying. They're going to stay here as long as it takes to achieve their goals. So we'll see what happens. Reporting live at GW University, Kyle Cooper, WCLT News.
All right, Kyle, thank you. It's 10:06. In other news, a youth curfew goes into effect at National Harbor tonight at 5 o'clock, along with an increased police presence. WTOP's John Doman reports it comes on the heels of last weekend's massive brawl.
When you come into the harbor, there will be no excuse for saying you did not know.
Prince George's County Police Chief Malik Aziz says anyone visiting this weekend will see
a number of officers in high visibility static posts, which are very close to some of our retail locations.
But even before you arrive,
I think we'll have upwards of 12 messenger boards that you can see when you're entering into the harbor from the freeway.
Telling you about this new curfew. In addition, police are working with rideshare companies to make sure they don't drop off unaccompanied kids.
This is not going to be a place for the violation of curfew.
This is a bridge to a more permanent law expected to pass likely toward the end of next month. John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News.
Chipotle reverses course on employee meals. I'm Jeff Glabel.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's go to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Pretty good shape so far for Friday on the Beltway in Maryland, as well as in Virginia between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson Bridges. If you're traveling on I-95, leaving, of course, the Springfield Interchange, headed down toward Dumfries, the work zone after Dale City exit 156 is blocking the left lane. Northbound I-95, brief delays as you pass Dale City headed toward the Prince William Parkway. Beyond that, you were cleared toward the Springfield Interchange on I-395, which looks pretty smooth going northbound up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling in the district on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, westbound I-695 on the ramp to M Street. That's where the right lane and the ramp is blocked to M Street in southeast, so keep that in mind. Eastbound or outbound on the 11th Street Bridge, the ramp to DC 295, that's where the right lane is also blocked for the work zone. Northbound DC 295 near Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone there. Your delays stretch back to Pennsylvania Avenue as you head toward Eastern Avenue. Traveling otherwise in Maryland, if you're on 301 northbound near Harbor Way and Governor Bridge Road, we have the crash that's cleared and your travel lanes have been reopened, but of course delays remain. Branch Avenue southbound near Surratt's Road, we have two left lanes blocked for the crash. BW Parkway southbound leaving 198 headed toward 197. A single right lane today gets you by the work zone. Pennsylvania Avenue southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the work zone there. Otherwise, back in the district, if you're traveling in the Knight Street Tunnel southbound, the ramp to southbound 395, the Southwest Freeway, that's where we had the left side of the ramp blocked for the work zone. Is it time to upgrade to the safest, small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to FinsMall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
After starting off in the 30s and 40s, we'll be cool this afternoon in the middle 60s. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, maybe a little more cloud cover in parts of northern Virginia. No rain expected today. Heading into the overnight hours, it'll be cloudy with low temperatures that'll dip into the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool. We'll have highs in the lower 60s, a slight chance for a passing afternoon shower. Partly cloudy, very warm Sunday with a high of 86. I'm 7 News Meteor Meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have some clouds and 55 degrees at Reagan National, 53 at Dulles, 54 at BWI Marshall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 10:10 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
Consumers aren't particularly upbeat about their finances. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey found 38% of consumers blame higher prices for weighing down their living standards. Feelings about personal finances fell to a four-month low this month. Southwest Airlines is dropping service to several airports, including Houston and Cozumel, Mexico, to offset weak financial results and Boeing air delivery delays. Southwest Airlines also expects to end the year with 2,000 fewer jobs than it has now. Chipotle Mexican Grill employees can put chicken on their work shift meals again. The chain originally asked them not to because of high customer demand for chicken. It has reversed that directive now. Chicken al pastor is now 20% of Chipotle orders. The Dow's up 207 points. It's a half percent. The S&P 500 is up 54, a 1% gain. The Nasdaq's up 30. That's almost 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today.
Up ahead on WTOP, Jen Chaney joins us next with her review of a new sports movie that's bringing some steam to area movie theaters. It's 10:12.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent
bivalent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-8018. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-8018 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-8018.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Also coming up,
crime fighting drones by the numbers, what Montgomery County's data shows. I'm Kate Ryan.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I am Hermano Riega with Aroma Latin Fusion. Our restaurant is an exquisite fusion of Latin American flavors, offering a unique fine dining experience. Prince William County's Restore Retail Grant allowed us to get new equipment, grow our staff, and promote customer engagement.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
10:15 on WTOP. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. Tennis, anyone? There is love on and off the court in the new movie, The Challengers.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing? You don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
Joining us live on Skype is Vulture critic Jen Chaney. Jen, this tells the story of three young aspiring tennis players who are involved in more than volleys on the court. What'd you think of this movie?
I thought this was a great, great movie. It stars Zendaya as Tashi Duncan, who in her youth is a on-the-rise tennis player. And unfortunately, she has a knee injury when she's just about to finish playing for Stanford University. And she ends up becoming a coach for Art Donaldson, a player played by Mike Faist, who has this rivalry with his closest friend, played by Josh O'Connor. Both of them are really interested in Zendaya, and there's this whole romantic rivalry going on between the two of them and really the three of them in a lot of ways. So it's really fascinating from an emotional dynamics perspective. But as somebody who loves tennis, this is maybe the best scripted tennis movie that I've ever seen, especially in terms of the way that they capture the action on the court and even just the vibes at some of these tournaments that you go to that are like U.S. Open qualifiers. It felt very steeped in a recognizable tennis world to me. So I think it's a good movie for anybody. But if you're a fan of tennis, I really, really recommend it.
Oh, that's great. Do you think the story and the gameplay will be what folks will be talking most about, or the lure of the young actors here?
I get where you're going with this, Mark. No, I mean, I think what people are talking about is this sort of three-way relationship between the players. But honestly, going into the movie, I was expecting it to be a little more sexually explicit than it was. Mm. I mean, there certainly is sensuality in it, but it's not a terribly explicit film at all. And for me, I mean, first of all the performances in it are really strong, but Luca Guadagnino, who directed Call Me By Your Name, just does a fantastic job of directing this.
This looks fun. All right, we'll check it out. Also new this weekend on Netflix is the series Dead Boy Detectives. Tell us about this.
So this show was originally supposed to be on HBO Max, and they filmed all of the 8 episodes, and it was ready to go. And as tends to happen with HBO Max sometimes, they were like, yeah, we're not going to air that. So they sold it to Netflix. It's actually a really fun show. It's based on two kind of obscure DC Comics characters, Edwin Payne and Charles Roland, who are exactly what the title tells you. They are dead boys. They are ghosts who solve supernatural crimes. It's a kind of a fun show. It's clever. If you like shows like Supernatural or Evil, I think this will be right up your alley. So I'm glad Netflix saved it. It's fun.
All right, Jen, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. That's Vulture critic Jen Chaney. It's 10:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Back over to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, we're going to start in the district. Southbound I-395 on the Southwest Freeway. Watch for delays coming past the 3rd Street Tunnel out toward U.S. Park Police and the Case Bridge. Uncertain if we have anything blocking if you're traveling outbound across the 14th Street Bridge. Northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, watch for delays briefly as you head toward New York Avenue. Southbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, as you come past Massachusetts Avenue, may have at least one lane blocked as a result of the work zone there. Inbound 11th Street Bridge, the right lane and the ramp to M Street is blocked. Outbound 11th Street Bridge, as you head toward DC 295, that's where the right lane is also blocked for that particular work zone. Traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, pretty good shape through Prince George's and Montgomery counties. Southbound I-95 delays as you come past the ICC, headed toward 212 with nothing reported as blocking. Southbound BW Parkway has a single right lane getting by the work zone past 198, headed toward 197. If you're traveling westbound Route 50 across the Bay Bridge, that's where the left lane is blocked for two-way traffic preps, but not in play as of yet. Traveling on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane will get you by the work zone there. Also, keep in mind, in Sandy Spring, it was Norwood Road. Between Dr. Bird Road and Lay Hill Road, we had all lanes blocked for the emergency utility work from a fallen Pepco pole suspended by wires. That's completely blocking the road there. In Virginia, on the in-loop, delays coming past the toll road headed toward the Georgetown Pike, but no work set up as of yet, blocking that right lane. I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes leaving the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, where the work today is along the left side of the roadway. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
We'll get ready for big temperature swings as we head into the upcoming weekend. So today and tomorrow are going to be below average. Our average daytime high this time of year is 72. We're forecasting a high of 65 today, 62 tomorrow. Today we're dry with a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow is going to be an overcast, kind of gray day. We will have at least a chance for a few passing showers. Not a lot of rain, but it's associated with our next weather maker. That's a warm front that's going to be lifting north of us. I think your Saturday night plans will be rain-free. Anybody that does get rain will receive about a tenth of an inch of rain or less. Partly cloudy, very warm Sunday in the middle 80s, pushing 90 potentially by Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
51 degrees in northwest Washington, Silver Spring at 53, 55 at Fort Belvoir, and we're starting to see a little more sun breaking through. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Straight ahead, some area students will see a change to their school schedules starting next year. It's 10:21.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble.
I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Hi, I'm Jill Ott, and for over 20 years, I've been bringing all my pets to Rocky Gorge Animal Hospital. What I love most about Rocky Gorge is the care, concern, and compassion they show. Whether you are in need of emergency animal care, an extended stay for your pet, or a new vet you can depend on, I can't recommend Rocky Gorge Animal Hospital enough.
From everyone at Rocky Gorge, thank you for trusting your pet's care to us. And don't forget, we're here for you and your pets 24/7, 365 days a year. And we'll never forget, nothing warms the heart like a cold nose.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 1023. A new law enforcement program is paying off in Montgomery County. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Out of 541 calls for service between October and April 24th, Montgomery County's two drones as first responders have arrived before officers 382 times, and they have an average overall arrival time of just over 1 minute.
When someone calls 911, we can hear them talking to the 911 call taker, and that allows us to send the drone faster.
Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos, Director of Special Operations with the department.
The real-time information to the officers on the ground when they are responding has proven to be very valuable for decision-making.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich has proposed adding more than $773,000 to expand the program in his budget plan. That budget is currently under consideration by the County Council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
We've been reporting on a possible change in school start times in Prince George's County, and now the change is official. Many students will have new start and end times this fall. The school district announcing yesterday the new schedule. It's designed to improve efficiency and ensure safe transportation for students to and from school. 84% of students will see no change or just a shift of about 15 minutes or less in their schedules. However, some schools will have changes that amount to up to a 45-minute difference from what they currently have. The district has 13 start times at the moment and 17 dismissal times. This new streamlined process will reduce those numbers to 3 start times and 6 dismissals.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
1025, let's talk about this draft with Dave Preston.
That's right. Commanders have 2 second-round picks plus 3 third-round selections this evening. General Manager Adam Peters taking LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels last night in the first round.
You don't want to make a decision until you have to, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, unanimous on that one.
Daniels, one of 6 QBs taken in the first round. 9 offensive linemen, 7 receivers, and 1 tight end were picked, along with 9 defensive players. NHL playoffs, Capitals host the New York Rangers tonight in Game 3 of their first-round series. They've allowed 8 goals while dropping Games 1 and 2, but goaltender Charlie Lindgren is not the problem, according to Coach Spencer Carberry.
We have